Hello, my soon-to-be good boy. I'm sure you're excited. You're almost there. Almost done. That orgasm is within reach now. The next session is the big day. But there's still one more session of teasing to get through. So, repeat after me. I want to be a good boy. Good boys are obedient. Good boys love to serve. Miss Nietzsche's pleasure is my pleasure. Good boys don't come. I want to be a good boy. Good boys don't come. I am a good boy. Good boys don't come. I hope you know the mantra by heart by now. You should, if you want to become a good boy. Now, the last session of teasing, the last big challenge for you. What could that be? Do you have an idea? Well, today is really about me and my pleasure. That's right. I will touch myself and you will get to listen. Since you've been so good and obedient up until now, I think you deserve to know how good you make me feel. But you see, I don't really know what I should do to you. Should I let you touch yourself? Or should I not? You've been denied for 6 sessions, and you didn't get to stroke a lot in the last few days. So, I don't really know what's the right option here, or rather, the fun option. Is it desirable for you to be forced to jerk off after 6 long sessions of denial with these full and heavy balls? No, you won't get to come. Knowing you will have to stop again. Or is it desirable not to be allowed to touch yourself, laying there, wanting to touch yourself so badly, but not being allowed to, but also knowing that you won't make things harder for yourself, knowing you won't get as pent up, and you won't have to stop after being so close to that orgasm. You know what? Since I can't make up my mind, and you definitely don't have a say in the matter, we'll let destiny decide your fate. We'll flip a coin, or rather, you'll flip a coin. Heads, and you have to jerk off. Tails, and you have to lay there with your hands by your side, enduring the teasing. Go ahead, pause the audio, get a coin, and flip it, and then come back. So, how did it go? Are you ready I sure hope so. Just one last thing before we get started. If you are allowed to touch yourself, I want your hand on my side. Don't even think about pacing yourself. I want you to go hard and fast from the beginning. I want you to hit those spots that make you go crazy. And I want you on the edge again and again and again. Do you understand? I want you to be needy, whimpery, leaky mess by the end of this. But of course, don't you dare come. Understood? Say yes, Miss Neetzy. Now that that's out of the way, you may get started. If you're allowed to touch yourself, of course. Look at you. You want to come so badly for me. You want to become a drooling, quivering, mindless mess for your miss. But here's the thing. Your mistress is a little bit of a tease. Actually, mistress is a big tease. I love to bring you to the edge again and again and again and deny you over and over and over. I'm gonna make you beg me to let you come. And even then, I might not even let you. So, are you gonna let me play with you? Control you like a gooning little puppet? It's the ultimate test of discipline. Whether you can withstand my beautiful torture. Whether you can please your mistress. But don't worry. I'm gonna train you on how to give up your orgasm for me. How to submit to me. How to let me control you fully. And I'll teach you how to edge more intensely. How to stroke longer. Teach you how to come eventually. Or maybe not at all. Oh, while I'm training you, you can watch porn as you listen to this audio as much as you want. Just focus on my voice. Come on, go ahead and start touching yourself. Yeah, you can stroke as fast or as slow. Scratch that as fast as you want. Just know that you can't come until I tell you so. If I tell you so. And as you're starting to stroke, maybe you'll notice your eyes start to feel heavier. Maybe it feels good to keep them closed. You're safe with me, even if I'm going to push you to your limits. You are the one who decides to give me control of your mind and body. After all, you just want to be on autopilot to let me help you reach the edge of orgasm again and again and never quite hitting that peak. Isn't that exactly what you want? Now, I'm gonna ask you to do something for me. Take a deep breath for me. Oh, now. Exhale. Focus on relaxing your body. Maybe your jaw is clenched, and if so, let it go. Relax your shoulders. Make sure you're comfortable while you're stroking for me and me for you. Feeling our body relax with every word I say, and it feels so good to do so. Keep breathing deeply for me. When you exhale, you may notice the sensation of air on your skin. It might feel strange to transfer your power over to me, but it's also so natural, like it was meant to be this way. You're not losing control. Nothing is lost at all, my puppy. You're giving me control. You're letting me turn you into a drooling, gooning mess. Mistress will take care of you as you stroke and edge and stroke and edge for her. Oh, and now I want you to focus on how good it feels to just go blank and stroke for me. This is exactly what you wanted. Exactly what you're meant to do. Enter the mindless, gooning abyss. Continue to breathe in. Focus only on my words. And if you feel any distracting thoughts or worries enter your mind, that's okay. Just let them pass through your mind and let them go. Let my words take over your mind and let your pleasure fill your body. I want you to go deeper. Yes, deeper into this feeling for me. I want you to submit deeper. Oh, to feel my words more intensely. The deeper you go, the more I can reach into your mind and scramble it so that you're nothing but a gooning mess. So that I can tease and deny you again and again and again. So every time I tell you to go deeper, deeper. Deeper. You'll find it harder to resist. You'll find yourself consumed with pleasure. You'll find yourself thinking of nothing
for your mistress
but me and my words.
Yes.
And again, focus on my voice.
And again,
the way my words feel. As they enter your ears
and massage
fucking you right now. Massaging you deeper and deeper into submission, into my control. Very good, puppy. Going deeper.
Deeper for me.
That's it. Deeper.
Fucking
deeper for me.
Yes.
Feeling a sense of peace that comes with submission, knowing that my voice and the bliss you're starting to feel are all that exist in your mind, and that with every word I say, your subconscious programs you to need to go deeper for your mistress.
And deeper for me.
Now,
so hot.
Yes, that's a good boy.
I see your eyes.
Knowing that these feelings only intensify as you go deeper and deeper and deeper. Knowing that it feels so fucking good to just listen and go deeper and submit and go deeper and obey and go deeper. Oh, deeper. Now your thoughts become few and far between as are replaced only by my voice telling you, go deeper. Oh, deeper. Feel like you've always wanted to submit and go deeper and worship me.
My time.
And go deeper.
Show me.
And deeper.
Show me.
And now.
Show me.
You want to be teased mercilessly and denied again.
That's right.
And again. And feel the pleasure that is building up inside you, begging to be released, begging to come to a climax, begging to show your mistress just how incredibly fucking amazing her words make you feel, knowing that you're a good, obedient
gooner for mistress. I want to see how
and now that you're
you
so deep that you don't know where you end and my voice begins, we can start to have a little fun.
Throbbing.
Listen to me very closely. The game we're about to play is very simple. I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reached 0,
well, your hand is off,
and you better not come. Sounds easy, right?
So
you couldn't
easy.
Be more wrong. The fun part is, I'm going to beg you to come for me the entire time. I'm going to remind you how good it feels to just edge and come for me.
Oh, you're cock twitched.
I'm so deep in your head that you have no choice but to listen to me. I'm going to make it so hard for you to last until I reach 0. So we're going to start off easy. I'm going to count down from 10 relatively quickly. But in the future, I may not be as merciful as I am today. Let's begin.
We haven't even started.
10. It feels so good to stroke for your mistress. You're getting so hard for me. Oh, do you really think you can last the entire time? Do you really think you're that good at controlling yourself when I keep reminding you how good it feels to stroke? How fucking amazing your cock feels right now. How good it feels to come. 9. Just stroke and listen. Stroke and listen. Focusing on how my words feel in your head. 8. Oh, such a good boy for me. So obedient. Oh, so good at stroking and edging and gooning. 7. Keep stroking. I want you to come for me. I need you.
Oh, come on.
I need you to come for me. 6. But you know, you want me to be in control. You want to prove that you can last until I reach the final number.
You keep stroking. God, I didn't say to stop.
It just feels so good, doesn't it? Almost like you want me to say, 4, I need you. I need you to come for me so badly, Buffy. I want you to come for me. Oh, I want nothing more than to come. Oh, come. Oh, come. Oh, nothing more than to reach that climax. 3, nothing more than to release all that tension. Oh, feels so good. Oh, 2, feeling yourself stroke faster. Faster. Oh, yeah, faster. Oh, I'm so close. 1, so close to coming. And 9, did you really think it would be that easy? No. I'm gonna have so much fun with you now. Don't come. I'm not done playing with you. 8, you're such a drooling, gooning mess for me. And I really need you to come for me. But I also really like playing with you. Thinking of you playing with yourself. 7, focus on the feeling. Get so close to the edge for me, puppy. Focus on nothing but your pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, my bliss. Oh, six. God, I really need you to come. Mistress needs it, but you know, you want to obey, mistress, don't you? Five, after all, you did give up control to me. Oh, how would it feel to stroke faster? Harder. Think you can make it? Four. Good boys come for mistress. Good boys only come when she says so. You need to come for me. You're so close. So close. Oh, three.
You want to come for me.
You want so badly to feel that release, to release all that tension, to show just how good you are. Oh, yes. Two. You like this torture, don't you? You like showing how submissive and obedient you are, yeah? You like being controlled. One. Oh, come for me. Hands off. Mm-mm. Not yet. So close. Feels so fucking good. Beg for it. Beg for it. Beg for me to let you come. Come on. Come on, do it. More.
You're gonna beg.
Good boys, beg. Good boys, stroke. Good boys, moan for mistress. Oh, and you are a good little pet for me. You are, puppy. Zero, come, hands off. You think I'll really let you come?
Puppy.
Oh, your cock is twitching. You're just left there, a leaky mess. Clenching your cute little butthole, wishing you could just fucking shoot your load out, because your balls feel so heavy right now, doesn't it?
So painful.
Yes, puppy. And if you failed, well, you better tell me all about it. And if you even want to be in my good books, you better get back into the game before I lose my temper. All right, that's it for session 6. Now that you've almost completed my challenge, and now that you've almost earned being called my good boy, I want you to write a little essay about why you're a good boy and deserving of that title, and why you deserve to come next time. And since I know some of you brats can't be trusted, I want it to be at least 300 words long. Oh, and you have to share it with me. You can DM it to me, or you can post it in my Discord, whichever way we usually communicate. But I expect it as soon as possible. And, well, aren't you looking forward to the very last session? But it seems like it's gonna be a whiles away. And in the meantime, I'm gonna be teasing you with a few other NSFW audios. And even though it says come, even though it might allow you to come, know that you aren't until the end of the month. And in fact, I kind of hope that we find a time where we come all together. Oh, let me sit on that little thought because it just turns me on knowing that all my good pets will all come together with me because they are good boys. My good boys. Neetsy's perfect little toy.